views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Genetic Living Radio is a conscious reality creation journey. Tune in as Rick and Grace Paris teach you the innovative approach and new philosophy that will shift your entire paradigm of what it is to be a human being. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. As a shaman for 20 years, Rick Paris has been guiding people to fuller existences since his first workshop in 1995. He is well-versed in a wide variety of healing arts, including being an Enneagram expert. Grace Paris serves synergenetic living clients powerfully and beautifully by embodying the fundamental role of a feedback provider, graciously guiding people to their own realizations and higher purposes. On this show, Rick and Grace will share with listeners the key to unlocking the infinite potential of human consciousness in order to create a life of preference. Learn to author your own destiny with Synergenetic Living Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Grace Paris, and I'm here with Rick.
Hello.
And you're listening to Synergenetic Living Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a new philosophy, a new way to heal yourself, and a totally new approach to life. Each Friday on Synergenetic Living Radio, we'll have new and exciting solutions to everyday problems in this time of chaos and great change. And I'm super excited for today's show because Rick and I are here to discuss the qualities of freedom and power, along with that much heated topic on gun control. And we're going to approach these from the philosophy of synergenetics. And we are taking callers at any time. So if you feel inclined, give us a call, 800-930-2819. And I'll give that to you again, 800-930-2819. So Rick, where would you like to start?
It's been interesting on Facebook all week because I've been engaged in many deep conversations about this. And it's funny that I started piecing together. Everybody's arguing about the same thing, and they're arguing in a really angry, frightened way. And the interesting thing is this teenagers that were getting on TV and publicizing, which, you know, I find to be very manipulating for the first thing. And not like... it's manipulating to the point that a teenager, all of us know what it was like being a teenager. We didn't know our butts from a hole in the ground, and we thought we did. We thought we knew everything that should be done and why they should do it, and they're angry and angsty and negative judging everything, and, you know, and for the media to put that
and
on.
And very black and white, too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the qualities of knowing that you're in an adolescent conversation are that it's black and white. It's this or it's that. Lots of negative judgments, lots of arrogance, dogma, repeating the same thing again and again, disparaging comments anytime at the price of the individual. No real value, just thrashing people, calling them names. That's adolescent, you know. There's also thinking it's, even if you're thinking it's funny that somebody disparaged someone else, that's the adolescent inside. And we all have an adolescent inside, and it depends on how much that adolescent has influenced our current experience. If you're a grown-up, you know, I don't really call people adults very often because, honestly, I see most of the people are grown-ups. They're adapted adolescents, and that's not really a disparaging comment because until you understand that adulthood should be just as much a transformational shift as childhood to adolescence was. But it has to be a conscious one because the other one was free. Your DNA shifted and you got a transformational choice. You can't do that again. You have to be able to do it yourself the second time, which adulthood is that process.
Right.
And adult, you know, since teenagers are so freaked out that they're growing up, and one of the reasons they're so freaked out is they don't have one iota of personal experience, not influenced by their parents, by school, by church, by, so they're trying to follow somebody else's path that they know they don't like. That's where the rebellion comes from, and the anger, because they don't have any other option. So they go black and white. They either totally align with their parents' values, or they totally deny their parents' values. It's black and white again. It's control. It's around perfection. It's martyrhood, self-pity, victimhood. Victimhood is a perfect position for the adolescent, because they're the ones angry that they're victims of their parents' rules and everybody else. So if you see that, you know, the opportunism you see in the government, the nepotism that you see in the government, the money being the panacea to all happiness, this is all adolescent constructs. And to the more that you are adhering to these qualities, the more that you're being defined by the past. You're being defined by your adolescent. So this gun control issue is very tricky, because the control, there's three things a person loses with control. You lose if you're in control. If you're opting for control, you're going to lose freedom, you're going to lose creativity, and you cannot love while you're in a state of control. So here we are, being the most free country on the planet, that's the least we think, and that's what our Constitution actually engenders in us, is freedom. And so the idea of gun control, we're already on the wrong side of the fence attempting to start a conversation about control.
I hadn't even really thought about that.
So already the adolescents are the ones designing the conversation. So if you're in control and you're trying to regulate the Second Amendment, which is where personal authority overlaps with outside authority. It's like this gray area. You're going to give people weapons, you know, and what that is power. In our country, power relates to responsibility. So in order to be a powerful person, I have to be able to respond, and I have to be able to choose my response with authority, with dignity, based in a set of values. Most of the arguments going on are not based in any value, because teenagers are into dogma. Not one conversation was I in that I asked a person what they were emotionally experiencing. Like, okay, you say it's stupid. What do you mean by stupid? Well, it's just stupid because da da da. I say, well, if it's that, the adolescents only have one, maybe two layers deep if they're really adaptive, but they can't go deeper into the conversation. So they get angry and they bring up another point or another topic. Well, what about this? Go, well, let's just finish talking about what we were talking about first, because it's not resolved. And so I'm finding that people are panicking around this issue. That's another sign of an adolescent. Why panic? Why panic? If you're really afraid of this issue, then what are you afraid of when it comes to power and authority? Because what most people are doing is going to the government in a free country where we're supposed to be free to choose, and getting the government, forcing the government to regulate this, because we obviously can't regulate ourselves, which is a loss of power. You're going to lose your ability to respond. And this country is based on the ability to respond. So you have to be very wise about this choice, because freedoms are very easy to create a rule and lose a freedom, and very difficult to get that freedom back. And most of the decisions we've been making as a country for quite a while have not been based in our values. None of the children or the adolescents, grown-ups, whatever, are even basing any of these arguments in the fundamental value system of this country, which is the Constitution. The Constitution is the base of character you're supposed to go back to. And of course, when you read the Constitution, it's like, well, now you have to interpret it. Well, they weren't stupid. They're not going to make it so clear-cut that you know exactly how to act. There wouldn't be any freedom to choose in that. So our Constitution has paradoxes in it. It has vague language purposely, because what that does, it inspires a conversation. It inspires new answers, inspires new questions about what is going on. If you don't have freedom and you keep trying to control the system, now, even though we know we're supposed to be the most free country, we are really way down in the bottom somewhere right now, because we have not responded appropriately. We haven't responded with power and authority. So what's happening is people are arguing over the wrong things. Excuse me. And they're getting excited, like angry, right? And I keep saying, well, if you have kids, do you ever really have a quality conversation with your husband or anybody in the world when you're angry? No, you have to get past your anger before you can open up a conversation. And hey, you can use Facebook to be angry, but if you're being disparaging and you're filled with dogma and you think you're right and you're arrogant and you're stubborn, you are in adolescence. You are allowing your adolescent to make up your mind for you. You're not basing anything in a value. And that's why the adolescent gets so angry, because they want to just make a black and white decision. Let's move on and get past this so we can be free again. Well, you just limited your freedom with the way you acted, right? And you're not recognizing that. So this gun control, quotation marks, shouldn't even be on the table. It is part of our character. You work within the bounds of those. That's the whole point. If you want to be free and you want to have power and you want to be a responsible individual, you work within that. The Constitution is there when you're lost. That's what it's for. Just like when you're not a grown-up, an adult, you have a set of values that you adhere to. That allows you a sense of character. It also allows you to know where your boundaries are. Where are my boundaries, how I'm going to think and feel about these things? And if you haven't defined some values of yourself, you only have values from the child and the adolescent, because you haven't decided what the adult is going to base their value in, which is your character. Integrity is the frequency you adhere to your values. A person of integrity, you know they have a set of rules. You know that they're following their own value system, and you can trust them because you know, I know how this person's going to react to this. So in America right now, in the bigger picture, because wisdom is seeing the bigger picture without losing sight of the current one. So what has to happen is you have to be able to discern between those. Okay, where do I need to be, have more authority? Where do I have to respond appropriately to this? Because yeah, if I jump to control the guns, control, 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 you are losing freedom. You're bleeding freedom while you're doing that. The very thing that is our lifeblood. So we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back. Thank you very much and talk to you soon.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
And we're back on Synergenetic Living Radio. Before we get back into this topic of power, freedom, and gun control, I want to make sure you have the phone number to call in. It's 800-930-2819. And I'll repeat that, 800-930-2819.
Okay. So one of the things is, you know, the adolescent is scared crazy to be free, because they don't have any system yet in order to base themselves in. Their system is based on everything else. So they're panicking because they can't decide, who am I and what I want to do? What do I want to go to college for? I'll just go in the military. Half the people in the military right now are in there because they didn't know what to do, not because they're upholding a value system that they appreciate and they're contributing to. It's like, well, it's a job for a little while. And I've seen that in the same posts. People posting, oh, well, I was ex-military and I don't think anybody should have these weapons. It's like, are you kidding? If you're ex-military, you know why you need to have those weapons. You need to have an appropriate response, you know? And the thing is, everyone's like, well, we'll never be invaded. Yeah, luckily we haven't been invaded, and good. I hope my weapon stays in the closet and gets dusty for that. But I want that thing if I need it. If I need an appropriate response, because the government's going to be coming out with some trick stuff. You know, you don't want to be like going to a gunfight with a BB gun. And that's essentially what people are doing. They're trying to make, well, let's make it safe. You cannot be powerful and safe at the same time. It's not possible.
Right.
And the adolescent is freaked out about that. I want to be powerful, but I'm scared crapless of being powerful. So they're stuck in this conversation that they black and white try to get out of, and you cannot. So I want to talk about power for a minute, because guns are a powerful contribution. Now, depending how you use it and depending how you look at it, the person behind the trigger can either be a tyrant or they can be expressing freedom and demanding that nothing happen from here out. I have a boundary and here it is. And so what the adolescent is terrified of is the tyranny, because adolescents are tyrannical, and they, because of the way they black and white decide. They don't understand freedom yet. They don't have a language for it yet. They haven't had it yet. So, because most parents are controlling them like crazy. Most parents are grown-ups raising grown-ups. Let's just say adolescents raising adolescents, because it's really more correctly. Because they're not running off a set of boundaries. Do as I say, not as I do. I hear that all the time with adults. And that's like, I'm trying to teach my kid to have values, all the while I haven't given them the message that I really have any. It doesn't work that way. Your kid sees who you really are and they duplicate what they really experience.
Well, and so, I'd like to contribute. Yeah. It's like that, how the adolescent sees responsibility as duty and obligation, and they're running from it so fiercely. Yeah.
Let go of the gun so I don't have
right,
to decide.
And it's this sense of expediency. So they're so willing to give up the freedom, and they don't even realize the consequence of what that does. But it's like, to see responsibility as this duty and obligation, when it's like the example that Rick gives, like if you had the opportunity to hold the button that could demolish the world, an adolescent would not want to take that level of responsibility.
And they wouldn't want to give it to anyone else.
Right.
Because adolescents are inherently untrustworthy, and they don't trust anybody else either.
Right.
So they want to clean. Let's just get rid of the guns and we're done here. Can we move on? It's just stupid to have them. Why do we need all these things? It's scary and dangerous, and it's power. That's why you want it, because we say we like power. We like freedom in this country. You need to keep that. Yeah. You think, well, I want longer, you know, longer times before somebody could get a gun. Okay, fine. That's fine, I guess. But why? To keep insane people from getting one? You don't think an insane person's going to find a way to get a gun? Are you kidding? And the thing about it is, terrorism, a terrorist by design, is trying to undermine your freedom. If they can get you to react to that freedom, they undermine your whole system. One person can undermine your entire thing if you allow the terrorist to control you. Terrorism will always be an aspect of life. When you're a teenager, your parents are the terrorist, and your parents will say you're the terrorist. Between two adolescents, that's what it looks like. Any authority is a terrorist in my world. And any person who thinks they're in authority and is trying to control someone else thinks they're the terrorist. I even had a woman yesterday tell me, yeah, teenagers are terrorists. I'm like, I know. Of course they are. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle freedom. And if we aren't adults instilling the Constitution and these functions, it's not about the writing. It's about what's under the writing. What are they attempting to do? These people were genius alchemists, enlightened men who wrote this. You want to say because time we're better people? Then no, we have lost a lot of values that we had. That Constitution was instilled because they recognized, wow, let's create a country where they're like really free. Let's give them weapons so they can really stand up for themselves and not be dominated, not be tyrannized from other people. It's like, or themselves. So yes, give the teachers guns. That's the only response that is alignment with our character. And that's the level of responsibility needs to be taken. Not really like, you know, nobody really wants to see that. But if you're in alignment with freedom and power and responsibility, and this is going on, you have to allow people to respond appropriately. You can't instill a victimhood mentality in this country. It goes against who we are. Our icon is an eagle, not a pigeon, not a parrot, not a red robin. It's an eagle, which is the epitome of freedom and power, the ability to respond. The eagle flies all over. It's in the air. It's about responsibility and power. And so this country is based in our ability to respond. You don't want to take the ability to respond away. Guns are a powerful tool that can contribute to freedom or contribute to tyranny. It depends on who's holding it. And if you're a teenager and you don't trust yourself to have a gun, then you need to get trustworthy. You don't have to get a gun. But you do need to become trustworthy and trust other people. I am trustworthy. I'd be trustworthy with a freaking tank in my yard. I know what to do with that thing, in essence, metaphorically. I am not afraid of power. I'm not afraid of the terrorists having the same power, because you have to allow that. You have to allow that paradox. Between paradox is where all power is. Power is never on one side or the other side of the fence. It's the ability to respond to either side of the fence appropriately. That's where a sense of balance comes from, not from staying steady in the middle. It's a balance between two positions according to what's right. Right being my set of values. So this is such an amazing system, and we are on the brink of losing the basis for what the system is built in. Power and authority for each individual and for us powerfully collectively. It's a wise system. It sees the big picture without losing sight of the current picture. That's why this system is tricky to navigate. And the more laws we keep implementing in a way to control ourselves, the more we inhibit our base values. And people are pissed right now. They feel controlled. They feel like the government's taking all their money. They're just on and on and on, which really metaphorically is about a poor authority. Because the teenager sees everything else is the authority, not me. So let's get the authorities to decide, and then we all know what to do. We'll all follow suit.
Right.
That is not what American is. That is not what we're here to do. You know, people die in the face of freedom. If you cannot be harmed, it's not a free choice. That's why power... You have to be responsible. You have to teach responsibility. You have to teach dignity. You have to teach what it is to be trusting and trustworthy. You have to teach forgiveness. You must be able to do this, because if you make it all nice and safe that nobody gets hurt, there's no power in it. It's like all these playgrounds I see kids having. When I was a kid, I'm a baby boomer. People broke their arm on the playground like once a month.
Yeah.
Once a month, somebody had a cast. because it pushed your boundaries as a kid to know where my bound. Now you make it all safe, and kids are afraid to do anything now. They're afraid to take power.
We're afraid to offend each other.
Afraid to offend each other. Yeah, because everyone's a disparaging teenager. So no doubt when I come out and show myself, I'm going to take hits. And so nobody really wants to do that. Better to get in line, find a common argument against or for, and decide which one I'm on and stay on that side of the fence and not come to an understanding based on our values.
It's killed having dialogue.
There is no dialogue because teenagers only operate in dogma. They don't know how to have a dialogue yet because they're not based in anything but dogma. So you have to be free to self-author. This is why the adolescent panics. They cannot self-offer. So they're terrified. And so at teenager, what are you most in? Chaos. Everything is chaotic. Every choice is in chaos. Should I cut my hair? Should I not? What are my friends doing? What do you think I should do? Constantly looking for outside validation. Outside validation crushes self-esteem. You cannot measure a reflection that is an illusion to decide what the right thing to do is when the illusion is a reflection of yourself. So it's such an amazing system. It works so well. And people are saying our system is broken. No, the way we're operating it is broken. It's the operator who is broken, not the system. The system is based in freedom. It's based in really alchemical thinking. Alchemy is a system of synthesis. When chemistry replaced alchemy, it was a system of analysis. It wasn't about how things come together and make a greater whole anymore. It was how each individual part contributed in its way. We don't see water and air as breathing things. It's H2O. It's just these breakdown, and that's what it is, an inert compound that it's not. It's a living, breathing aspect of reality. Just because it doesn't have eyes and can decide what to do, water likes to go. It likes to go in a wavy, curvy pattern. You don't see it going anywhere straight unless we make it. It's like force. Everything is controlled right now. Everything is under control, and our system is bowing to this control because it will, because it's self-authored. Anyway, we're going to take another break.
And before we do, I want to make sure that people know how to get a hold of us.
Okay.
If this is resonating with you, if you're wanting to take greater personal...
Even if it isn't, call us.
Yeah. But you can find us on the web at www.synergeneticliving.com. Shoot us an email at info@synergeneticliving.com or give us a call now, 800-930-2819. And we'll be back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about using our system, because synergenetics is not a dogma. It is not a way to tell you how to be. It's a way for you to find out who you are. Okay? And so it's a map to self-empowerment. Religions are not maps to self-empowerment. They're dogmas that are telling you if you follow this structure, you and everyone else together will have power and have a way of being that really doesn't really work anymore, as most people are struggling with religion or they've already moved away from it. But anyway, you have to process your anger and your emotions. This shouldn't even be like people fighting and screaming and the media trying to push us in a direction immediately while you were raw and hurting. That's not a responsible way to respond. So you have to take some time, whatever time it is, because what's happening is the adolescent is motivated out of their passion, and most of the time their passion is backed up by rage. Rage and anger, an attempt to control. So if you're not, I mean, most parents out there, or most even people in general will know, look, I can't really ever have a quality dialogue with someone when you're angry. And that's where the disparaging comes from. Calling each other names like, oh, your idea, you're an idiot thinking like that. It's like, this is America, you know? This system, if you really look at it, like I look at it from an alchemical standpoint, like if you were born here, you should understand these values. Schools should be teaching the functions. The problem is what the school does is the teacher interprets it for you. Those amendments must be individually interpreted and allowed the diversity of thinking. That's what America does. Diverse. It's like you were either born here and you should understand the values, be willing to uphold those values as part of Team America. If you were inspired to be here and you came to this country, it's the freedom that you came for. It was the idea, the dream, and that dream should be existing. It can still be there, but you're inspired to be here. And America was wise enough to say, bring me these people. Come here for your dream. And what are we doing? Trying to control our borders right now. That is not who we say we are. Yes, we have to figure out a way to allow immigration, but it has to be a powerful and responsible way, not a freaking wall. That's too aggressive. We're a free country and we're going to box ourselves in. It goes against our very nature of our character. We don't have to worry about that. People are coming here because they want the dream. And we need those people because the people that are here are not dreaming a positive future. Everybody's dreaming that we're going to become this devil, evil military state that's going to dominate the world and yada, yada, yada. That's only because the people in charge are not adults. They're adolescents. It's obvious. Look at the geopolitical, our political environment. Look at the news. Look at the society, the way people are treating each other on Facebook and around town. It's teenagers. It's high school on steroids. It's ridiculous because the adaptive adolescent has adapted so far, there's nowhere else to go. It's boxed in and it feels like a bonsai kitty. You ever see those bonsai kitties where they grow a cat in a jar? I don't even know if it was real, but it freaked me out when I saw it. But I see people look like that. They feel like that. They're angry. They feel restricted in every possible way. Trump's trying to like get rid of all these restrictions. Underneath it, he's got the right idea. What he's doing, not the right idea, right? There's no wisdom to the idea. Yes, we need to grow. We need to figure out. But going back to the past and opening America to be fleeced, that's not the right idea. It needs to be more complex. And the only way an idea can be complex is seeing the big picture, the current picture, and finding that in between that resolves everybody's issue. Teenagers think it's either or. An adult goes, we have to come to an understanding. We're not going to sign something off that we lose the freedom, the power that that weapon allows me to be and feel like.
Especially when it's fueled by fear and anger.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you haven't processed your fear and anger, how are you going to contribute to the conversation positively? You cannot. So you got to feel that stuff and you got to process that stuff. You got to be able to deal with yourself before you try to deal with another. You've got to come to a place that you're ready to forgive. Because until you're forgiven what's going on, you can't be in a neutral space to make a quality decision. And see, the adolescent wants to hang on to the anger because it's going to fuel my position. It's going to fuel me to change. It's going to fuel me. That's not the proper fuel. That's anger is an experience that when you feel it and you express it, it puts the brakes on reality. Goddamn, what the? Rah! Right? And people freeze. It's because it really truly is the emotion that breaks reality. It slows it down, causes me to get it together. Wow, I'm angry. What's going on with me right now? What beliefs do I think am I afraid are going to be inhibited? Or what freedoms? What security? Because freedom and security, it's like, wow, that's what we stand for, freedom and security. But how do you have both? Exactly. You have to figure it out. But you have to have both. You cannot go for one or the other. You're not wise anymore. You're not seeing the big picture and the small picture. You're not making a discerning judgment based on value, the value of our Constitution. You see, it's layered. And if you can't incorporate these layers in a decision, you're not going to make a wise decision. It's impossible. People die in the face of freedom. Precisely because as I'm learning my boundaries, when I'm in that playground and I'm going across the bars that I've never been on and I get scared and I fall and I break my arm, that's part of me understanding who I am as a person. It's okay. You put a cast on. It'll be better. I've probably broken 30 bones by now. I probably had stitches 50 times pushing myself.
I, on the other hand, have not broken one bone in my body.
And I don't walk crooked. I've had surgery. Everything's fine. You're pushing a boundary. And obviously I'm a boundary pusher. I'm a boundary dweller. That's how I see myself energetically. I am on the fringe trying to see the big picture, trying to dream something positive and watch how to impact the people around me with this. What are we not doing? America doesn't have any future except that we're shitheads. We're an awful broken system and everybody here are assholes. And what is wrong? Right wing's bad. Left wing's bad. It's like they told you not to do this. They told you to stay united. They told you to be diverse. They told you what to do. They told you what your inhibitions were going to be like. It's there. It's to recognize that's the map. Wow, they said this could happen. Let me check it out. Not force more control. Control's not the answer. But it has to be responded to appropriately. You know? When you're confronted with an emotion, you must deal with the emotion first. Otherwise, the emotion will color everything you're trying to talk about. And people think it's real powerful to see an angry person up expressing themselves because they're adolescents, so it looks really powerful. But when I see that, I'm like, I can't even listen to you right now because I know everything's coming from this one Johnny, one note emotion. I'm just angry. And what's under anger? Usually fear, usually some intense feeling that I'm hoping not to deal with, so I just stay in anger, which is another form of avoidance. Underneath the anger is where the pain is, where the breakdowns are. It's underneath that, okay? So if you're not willing to go in there and the adolescent doesn't want to go anything that's scary, painful, or is going to bring up any emotions I don't like, see? It's so this system, we as a whole are at this point. We are at this point that we are making a transition. It's funny because the century of enlightenment was when our declaration was written by men, let's say, from and within the century of enlightenment. It wasn't the century of enlightenment. This is the century of enlightenment. That was like a two-year-old. When a two-year-old wakes up to their will, that's an enlightening moment. Wow, no, I love no, no, no. And people will tell you, oh my God, toddlers are the hardest. They're the hardest because they actually got the sense of freedom. They're not their mother anymore. They're their own person with their own value, their own system of preferences, their own thing going on. America in that century went through that. The will was enlightened. Will meant everything. Will was what they were trying to push in the world. So why are you looking at me like that?
Because the motorcyclist outside.
Oh, I don't care. It's will. Right? They woke up to their will, and the declaration was to allow the will freedom. That's where they were coming from. But now we see what's happened without individual value added to the value of the Constitution, to live your values against the values of the bigger picture. To be a wise individual is to know what my values are and how it relates to the whole. And if we're all doing that together, we will find empowered ways to work through this. And so the baby boomers dropped the ball. They did not instill the values in the next generation. They did what they want willfully, and you saw that will. You saw the way the will operated in the world, what they did with that will. And on one hand, it was beautiful. And on the other hand, a lot of pain in the wake. Wasn't responsible enough. It's time. We are in the growing pains right now of becoming awakened adults. We have to understand how to do that. Synergenetics teaches you how to do that. This system allows you to become the adult you've always wanted and were destined to be. And so that's why this system is so powerful. It's a system that empowers the individual. It's not a system that has empower inherent to itself. And yeah, it's just the baby boomers really, really, I look back and I'm a baby boomer. But I'm at the tail end so I can relate to everybody and I can see what they're doing. I'm a boundary dweller. I'm right in between the last year of it. So I can, I know the value of being American and the values that I remember in my grandparents and my great uncles and the pride that they had for the country coming here as immigrants. And in all my relatives were immigrants, but some of them were. And so we're going to go to break with that and we'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%?
Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Excellent. Thank you for coming back. And our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819 if you want to call in. So I just want to say a couple quick things. I mentioned this, and people die in the face of freedom. You know, as little kids, you're learning that where the boundaries are, playing in the play yard, and you hurt yourself and you find out where I'm, who I am. And there's always that one kid that's swinging like a monkey everywhere and you wish you could be him. And that inspires you, you know, but you find out where you belong. You find out who you are by pushing those boundaries. You don't want to take those boundaries back till you can't even get down a slide today. I try to get on a slide. It doesn't even slide. There's no speed. There's no thrill. You're like, your ass barely goes down. You know, it's like, I'm like, oh my God, this.
I know, it's like you almost used to burn your butt going down.
Yeah.
So fast.
And so that's all gone now because everyone kept going for security, going for safety because they didn't understand the value of what's going on. Right. And so people die in the face of freedom. The older you get, the more power and authority you get. So you have more power to respond. And so, yes, people will get hurt. Terrorism, it's always going to be there. We should be allowing that. Not like allowing them, okay, they terrorize the school, that's fine because the adolescent's going to see what I just said that way. No, you have to understand it's going to be there. And we're not going to respond out of fear because of the terrorism.
Yeah, America doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, you cannot negotiate with a terrorist because now you're playing their game and they're working you. If they're going to do what they do, they're going to do what they do within the guidelines. And we have to be able to react and respond to that appropriately. And if you don't trust anybody, you're not going to be able to respond. You're going to hide. You know, so you have to understand terrorism exists to undermine your freedom. That was the chess piece that they decided. If anybody wanted to go against a massive amount of anything, you just terrorize them. You just guerrilla warfare them because you're going to scare them and they're going to try to control you and they can't. And everybody knows you can't. So don't try to control it. Just know that it's going to happen and address the functions behind it. What's going on? Our emotions are really messed up. Most of our country's on antidepressants. You cannot function as an adult if you can't author your emotions. I have healed so many people on antidepressants. I can get you off of that if that's what you want. And I hope that you do want it, but you got to get off of them to heal it and see what comes up. And so people are too afraid because they like being numb. It's easier to be numb. You cannot do that. Even now we're medicating our children now because, oh God, they're not able to sit still in school. That's because the school system is breaking down and they can't sit still. They're not still because the system isn't working for them. It's like we're not addressing the emotional thing and making decisions based on values. We're making decisions based on money. And so it's like, for instance, why aren't we looking at, if we're going to manufacture these weapons and we're going to allow our government to contract these weapons and give them to our soldiers, which, by the way, is part of the reason to have a weapon in case our government gets too tyrannical. If they're on the bad side of freedom, we've got to be able to respond. And this is why we have these. If they've got these crazy weapons and we can't even respond to them, we have just done a big disservice to ourselves by giving ourselves a BB gun. Because that's the safest weapon you can have. Let's all have muskets because 240 years, that's what, if they had machine guns back then, they would have told you to have a machine gun. They would have, because they wouldn't have taken that away from you. They knew what they were doing. Without values, we don't know it. We don't see the bigger picture. We don't understand the function behind what they did. And we think, oh, because they're 200 years ago, they weren't so smart. They didn't know what things were. Those people were way smarter than what we are today. Way, way smarter. They knew what they were doing, leaving everything vague and putting us in the middle of paradox. They knew that's where the power was. And so this country has a lot of big statue out front. Come on in. And we're like, get out, put up a wall. Maybe we should take down another statue. Maybe the Liberty statue should be taken down if we don't think that way anymore. That's ridiculous. But anyway, that's what the adolescent's thinking. You know, you have to learn to wield power, and people get hurt when that happens. You have to allow them their pain. You have to allow them their experience, their process. You have to allow that of a person so they gain understanding and clarity who they are and where they belong naturally. Not you belong there because you're fat and slow and you don't deserve to be. You know, that's all adolescent stuff. And so I know I'm passionate. I'm probably really intense. And some of you are probably going, Jesus Christ, I wish this guy would slow. I love, so much love this country. You have no idea. And I don't even know where it comes from. I just know that I do. And I'm not scared right now. I'm just impassioned. My system teaches you how to trust and be trustworthy. It teaches you what forgiveness is. Not just, well, you just do it. You just trust. That's how you do it. No, it's a system. There's a process to trusting. And if you don't learn, you're not going to do it. You won't trust yourself. You won't trust others. If you don't learn to forgive, nothing changes in your life because you haven't figured out what to forgive. Forgiveness releases yourself from a pattern. If you don't have any values, who am I as a character? I'm just another dogmatic reciprocator of somebody else's idea. You know, where's my adult responding? Where am I understanding? Wow, this really hurt me. Let me think about what hurt. And I'm so sad that our country is not feeling. We're not feeling each other. We're not designing a future. Most people are complaining and wanting to reject it. It's like this synergenetics teaches this. It shows you how to forgive. It shows you the process. And the way that you know the process is working and not working is the reflection that your actual life is. You got to dig in and understand that my life is a reflection of my beliefs. Belief precedes experience. It's one of the fundamental tenets of our philosophy. And I have to instill that. It's such a simple sentence and it's so complex. And so what's happening is there needs to be a way to empower America, and it's through our emotions. We have to get in touch with our emotions. We put way too much emphasis on logic and reason and making our decisions based on that. And it doesn't work anymore because the emotions that we're stuffing are actually ripping us apart. And that's where the chaos is coming from. The teenager is denying these emotions and trying its best to cover them up and move on. It's not working. So bring your adult to the table and we can fix this in no time. Grace?
Yeah. And on that note, this is the foundation of our work. You can tell how passionate we are about this and helping people mature in their emotional state. And it's very individualistic. It's not a cookie cutter system. While there are tenets to follow and there's a system to follow and lean back on, this is very much a living, breathing experience. It becomes your own, and the response is real time. So you learn as an adult, it's all about winning. It's a win-win situation for all parties.
It's a path to enlightenment.
for all parties involved.
And when you're enlightened, you allow others their path for enlightenment and you work together on a path. We are enlightened beings teaching enlightenment. Yes, you can. Enlightenment will fit over anything. You want to talk about your relationship?
Yeah.
We can fit it in there. You want to talk about gun control? We could fit it in there. You want to talk about education? We could fit it in there because our paradigm is bigger than the one most people are living in. That's why there's so many solutions. I don't have an answer for everything, but I definitely can find a quality solution with this philosophy. And that's what it's all about. My philosophy is even based in what I learned from our own constitution to a degree.
Yeah, and we live in the greatest country. I mean, it's amazing that we can have these conversations and we would love to open up the dialogue. So if you feel called to this work, please do get in touch with us, synergeneticliving.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and there's so many ways to connect with us. And if you want, just tune in every week and we will be having these enlightening conversations that touch on everyday real life situations. So we're so happy that you joined us today. Feel free to join us every Aloha Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. And I hope you have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you back here next Friday.
And thank you so much for your attention.
Tune in on Transformation Talk Radio for the latest on Synergenetic Living Radio with Rick and Grace Paris. Learn how to get clear on the life you desire. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. Rick and Grace will teach you the art of utilizing the future to create the now with a sense of artistic and absolute power, having dominion without domination. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, or to download an episode of Synergenetic Living Radio, visit synergeneticliving.com.